Finally, time for the annual roundup of July 4th fireworks injuries, when body parts declare their independence from bodies.
Feel good.
No, that's the wrong.
Feel good with your hand missing.
All right. We've got a few more. This annual tradition, fireworks injuries. This is from Trenton, Tennessee. A 16-year-old boy holding a firework mortar round, when it blew up in his hand, suffered severe damage to the palm of his hands and the fingers when the firework exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Police in Tennessee say it's important to remember not to hold fireworks while shooting them. And I have a clip here from someone in Tennessee talking about this horrible tragedy. The teen survived.
I might have it right here. Hold on. Let me see if I've got it.
You stole my soap!
Whoa, that's not
it. Who steals soap?
Sorry, that's not
it. Okay, here it is.
He had some pretty bad hand injuries. His palm was ripped open. Part of his fingertip was missing. Some bone was showing. Don't light fireworks off in your hand. Shoot them straight up. Shoot them from the ground. Only adults should shoot them. Adults, watch your kids.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's something from Pompano Beach, Florida, where a 31-year-old man died while setting off fireworks in front of a bunch of people at his apartment complex. He dropped a 3-inch mortar into a PVC pipe and lit it.
Mm-hmm.
It detonated before he moved away.
Oh!
In Toppenish, Washington, a 48-year-old named William Winnier was hit in the chest by a fireworks projectile and killed.
Oh!
In Omaha, Nebraska, there was a fireworks accident outside of a house. 28-year-old man named Johnny Ray Knight suffered chest injuries when an artillery shell firework exploded. According to friends, he had a variety of problems, including conduct disorder and PTSD, and he had stepped outside alone when he started setting off these fireworks. Those who knew him described him as a bit of a thrill seeker. Let's see here. A couple more. An Ohio man was killed in front of neighborhood children.
Whoa!
Oh, God!
How do you die?
Mr. Jenkins?
After a mortar firework hit him in the chest and exploded.
Oh, my God.
61-year-old Floyd Temple had been setting off fireworks all day for the neighborhood children who were there when he was killed. He lighted a firework display that tipped after it went off and hit him in the chest. He tried to fire off a rock that goes up into the sky, and it backfired and took his chest off.
Took his chest off.
Those are the words of police in Ohio. He died instantly. The neighbor says kids ran over to the neighbor's house and told them what happened.
Yeah, with them mortars, you gotta get them tubes. You gotta screw them down. You gotta get some like plywood or a big sheet of something and make sure they don't tip over.
You can't balance those things on something. You have to, like Scott said, get one of those what are those things you make, like a post, one of those post hole things where you kind of like punch them in the ground and suck out a big lop of dirt, put them down in there or whatever. Oh, it took his chest off. Ooh.
And finally, in Crawford, Mississippi, a man experienced a serious fireworks accident. 34-year-old guy named Montrell was hit by a firecracker outside a house. Family members admit this accident put a damper on their holiday spirits.
You think?
Here is comments from someone who knows the victim.
It was like a big happy, my dear happy family. You know, we was out here cooking and eating and listen to music, and then once it got dark, we start firing the fireworks off for the kids. Once it started getting dark, the big guys, they came with the fireworks, and Montreal went to go light one, and it just blew up on him. He was saying that he couldn't see. He couldn't see, and blood was just gushing out of him. So, you know, it was like not good to look at them. It was unbearable to see the blood coming out of them like that.
Oh,
now, Montrell also has an aunt who also happens to be the mayor of Crawford, Mississippi. And
how many people are in that town?
Not many.
It's like 40.
Here's the mayor.
It was out there shooting, and all of a sudden, I would turn to him, boom, a big explosion, and I just seen him going up, and I ran, and the sting had blowed up, and it hit him in the face.
She says she saw him going up.
Like, into the air.
Like the space shuttle.
I don't understand. What's happening?
Chantrell?
Oh, my God.
Chantrell!
And the way they speak about it, just so matter of fact.
That's when I saw him go up in the sky, and then next thing I knew, there was a leg over there, and there was, I was holding his face. And then
it was like a big, happy, my dear, happy family.
And then we saw his hand, but his hand wasn't anywhere near his arm.
And many of them are smiling. Because I went through dozens of these over the weekend.
I mean, not every single person is mourned. There's probably a couple people that were blown apart by an M4000 that were like, well, ain't got to worry about him at dinner anymore.